Welcome to the Nebraska Family Alliance Daily Spotlight, where we discuss important issues impacting family, freedom, and life at the intersection of faith, government, and culture. Here's your host, Karen Bowling.
The greatest gift we can give our leaders are our prayers. Joining me is Nate Gross, Policy Director of Nebraska Family Alliance. Nate, it's not been that long ago that we elected an incoming crop of new senators. How can we support our leaders?
Well, Karen, you said it. Truly the most important thing we can do and what our calling is as followers of Christ is to pray for our elected leaders, whether they represent the party that you affiliate with or not. We need to be uplifting our elected officials in prayer, and they covet our prayers. It's so amazing when we go around the Capitol and senators will pull us aside and tell us thank you. Thank you for your prayers. Thank you for mobilizing prayer. It's encouraging and uplifting them to know that people are supporting them and praying for them because they have a really tough job. And although they're elected leaders and politicians, just like everyone else, they're also spouses, moms and dads, grandmas and grandpas. And so it's something that we need more people to be doing in our state, and it's something that is truly valued.
One of the things that we do here at NFA, we open every morning with prayer, and we pray for our leaders. But we've also created a resource for you. It's called Adopt a Leader, and we're asking you to participate in that program. It's easy to participate. We give you the prayer guide. We send you the packet. It's free of charge because we believe in the power of prayer. We're getting those packets ready because we want them to land in your mailbox before the session starts. Nate, if we have someone that wants to adopt a leader in prayer, how can they do that?
It's really simple. So all you need to do is visit the NFA website at NebraskaFamilyAlliance.org and click on the prayer tab, and that's how you can request your own Adopt a Leader packet.
So join us, Nebraskans. We would like to see that all 49 state senators had someone praying for them in their district. Actually, how about two or three? Let's make a difference and pray for our leaders.